T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh man, the scourge that is actually no, this is the good one. This time change coming up here this weekend is the good one. We got fall back coming up this weekend, so don't forget about that. But also, daylight savings time is silly. There's no good use for it anymore. I don't know what. Let's just have the same time all the time. Why do I have to be out and about, and then somebody says, "Oh, you lost an hour. You got to go home now." Come on, I'm still raring to go here. Why are we limiting the amount of fun that I can have on one Saturday per month or per year? That's not nice. We don't need to do it. But do remember that it will be time to change your clocks back. If you have any manual clocks in the home, in your car, whatever, you're gonna have to fix that. Coming up this weekend, Chris Ronji on KMOX 1120 AM and 98.7 FM. Didn't know if you knew that, but you can listen in FM and it sounds very, very good. That is an option for you. Jeremy Werner of the Illini Inquirer will talk about the Kofi Coburn situation. He's been suspended by the completely insane NCAA for something that is totally legal now. It's totally okay. Dude's still suspended. Jeremy's going to join us to talk about that. Amy Markscores, toward the end of the hour, will be with us as well. As I mentioned, our senator, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley of Virginia, did a couple of days ago, or actually I think it was yesterday, at the National Conservatism Conference in Orlando, Florida, he was the keynote speaker. And he talked about a number of different topics, and one of them was masculinity. And this is what he had to say.
Can we be surprised that after years of being told that they are the problem, that their manhood is the problem, more and more men are withdrawing into the enclave of idleness and pornography and video games? I found the comment by one young man to a Wall Street Journal reporter particularly evocative and particularly heartbreaking. He said, "I'm sort of waiting for a light to come on so I can figure out what to do next."
Well, I don't know what that random fella can do, Senator, but I'll tell you what you can do for me. Help me locate a PlayStation 5 for less than $800 because they are so impossible to find. You can't get them at retail value. They are so hard to come by. And Call of Duty Vanguard's coming out soon, like in 3 days or something. I don't have time for this. I'm not paying $800, $900 for a PS5. And Far Cry 6 is out. Giancarlo Esposito's in it. Gus Fring, you know, from Breaking Bad, he's in it. I can't be playing that thing on a PS4. You kidding me? This isn't 2019. I want to play the PS5 now. Might get on a little Ratchet and Clank, but I'm not doing it for $1,100. Assassin's Creed Valhalla's out. It's been out for a while. FIFA 21. And I need to play some FIFA 21 on the PS5. We got an MLS team coming to town. I got to get my fix in, you know? I mean, it's going to be a while before we get St. Louis City here. There's a lot of good stuff. But honestly, I did not know that in 1996, when I was playing GoldenEye for 9 hours a day, that I was doing that because my masculinity was being criticized. See, I was just trying to get through the Janus Control Center. That is difficult. Do you know how difficult that is? Those of you who play GoldenEye, you know. And I know that when I was 10, that I wasn't playing Zelda all day because I had a disease. Because Senator Hawley also said that, boys, and this is a quote, boys are increasingly treated like an illness in need of a cure. Manhood is a disease that needs to be defeated. That's what he's saying people are telling boys and men, which I don't think they are. I think they're just telling people to not be jerks all the time. Like, I think that's okay. They're saying don't be a butthole all the time. You don't have to. I think that's the only cure we're looking for. But at any rate, when I was not playing Zelda because I had a disease. Unless the disease is trying to find all the dungeons where the rupees were. Because you needed to have all the money that you could spend to get the good sword and the good shield. Those wooden shields are worthless when you're being attacked. And so I think maybe it's possible people are spending more time with porn. But is it maybe because it's so easy to get now? Like, you don't have to go into a weird store with no windows. Like, it's everywhere. It's very easy to find. And by the way, in 2017, there was a poll done. There was a mainstream site, pornography site, that said that people are actually watching less of it than they were 10 years prior. And of course, a lot of things can change over a 4-year period. And there was an uptick last year. But gee, let me think, what was going on last year? People couldn't leave their homes. This same website said that there was an 18% uptick in the middle of the pandemic last year of people going and viewing porn on sites. We were on lockdown. There was less human interaction. There were fewer things to do, fewer places to go, fewer places open. But you know what's always been open, apparently? A Pornhub tab. On your laptop, you sicko. I'm not trying to accuse you of anything. Maybe it's Ted Cruz's laptop. I don't know. I'm not recommending any of this because we're doing a wholesome entertainment show here on KMOX. But if you are an adult, what I would recommend is making a friend with a lady or a gentleman who isn't like completely nauseated by you. And then that's good human interaction. And then you don't have to do this other stuff. Right? I think it's better to hang out with people. But last year, we couldn't hang out with people. At any rate, I do not believe that masculinity is really being challenged. I think what's happening here is there are people who are just asking us men, because I am a man.
Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I think they're just asking us to not be jerks sometimes. Like, that's okay, isn't it? It's okay to not be a jerk all the time. I'm not really worried about my masculinity. I feel like a real man. How about you, Matt? Do you feel like a real man?
Oh, yeah.
See, I told you. You know who else is a real man? Jeremy Werner of the Illini Inquirer. He'll be with us next. I'm Chris Ranji. This is KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chris Ronji until 10 o'clock on KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM. The NCAA is the worst. Just the absolute worst. You know, we talk a lot about Major League Baseball being stupid, the NFL being stupid. The NHL has been kind of stupid over this Chicago Blackhawks thing lately. But the NCAA, man, they just find a way. They find a way to top them all. Well, I guess the NHL thing's pretty lousy right now. That's really bad. Nothing tops that. But the amount of insanity that occurs with decision-making with the NCAA is confounding, to say the least. The publisher of the Illini Inquirer is Jeremy Werner, and he is joining us tonight. You can follow him on Twitter at jwerner247. Jeremy with us tonight on KMOX. Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. How are you? Couldn't blame this playoff loss on Dank, so I was a little upset. But
okay. Yeah.
My wife's not, right. Not so good. Anyway, you didn't call me for that.
No, I did not. I know Jeremy, a big White Sox fan, and no, John Danks did not have anything to do with that game. Because of one of the last big baseball games they ever played, he pitched really, really well, and that was that game 163.
Yeah, I was there. I was there. Good time.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was the most nervous I've ever been at a sporting event. No joke.
So, the best sporting event I've ever been to. I haven't had many playoff moments. That was one. That was good.
As a White Sox, as a Sox fan, you don't really get to see a whole lot of playoff performances, do you? No. Jeremy, so we get the news yesterday that Kofi Coburn, because of a violation, what is still considered to be a violation, will have to sit out the first three games of the Illinois basketball season. The interesting part about this is that the thing he did in June, or was it July? No, it was June. The thing he did was in early June, is now, or 1 month after the fact, legal. They still suspended him anyway. What is the NCAA doing?
Well, they are, for actually this time, they are enforcing the rules that they had, which is a rarity for them. And there are two ways to look at this, Chris. One is that the NCAA is toothless in a lot of things, right? But when it comes to student athletes, they bite down pretty hard, right? But guys like Will Wade somehow are not suspended, or it takes them 3 years to investigate Bill Self at Kansas. So I understand the reaction to anything the NCAA does. But I do have to say this. Kofi Coburn broke an NCAA rule, and now he is paying a penalty for it. And Kofi Coburn was not very smart to do what he did a month before NIL. Like, he could have waited a month and not been penalized at all for this. Whether he, you know, entered the NBA draft, as he fully expected to do when he did sell his team issue gear, which was against NCAA rules in June. And so when he did that, Illinois knew he was probably going to be suspended some games. So I hate to be that guy to Illinois fans who don't want to hear it, but Kofi Coburn broke a rule, and now he's paying the price for it, which is not a surprise. I do think his suspension is actually less because the new NIL rules would make this completely legal now. So I do think the whole process they've gone through, you know, the only precedent that I really know of this that I've been able to see is Terrell Pryor in Ohio State in 2011, right? Those guys were suspended six games, so half a season, and Terrell Pryor just said, screw this, I'm going to go to the NFL with the supplemental draft. So Kofi, it could have been worse for him. This is a slap on the wrist. It's ridiculous when you think of the whole scheme of things, but I do think, Chris, he wasn't very smart. He could have waited a month and seen whether he was entering the NBA or not, NIL passed. Wasn't very smart in selling the gear, and now he's got to sit out a few games that Illinois should still win, though the trip to Marquette could be in jeopardy now that they don't have their All-American center. But, yeah, it's the NCAA sure punishes student-athletes that break their rules. Coaches and universities don't seem to get as punished as frequently or as hard as the student-athletes.
And when they do, it's inconsistent. We know that well down here in Missouri when Mizzou was punished for self-reporting some violations. They had a tutor who went rogue, and she was taking tests or writing papers or something for some of the players, and then she decided to throw them under the bus. The university reported that to the NCAA, as you're supposed to do, and they came down hard on Mizzou. Meanwhile, here's North Carolina, who does like similar stuff, and nothing happens to them. So I can't, like, I can't really applaud. And you're correct. Technically, you're correct. By the book, he broke a rule. He broke a rule a month before a thing was legal. But for an organization that does nothing consistently, I don't know how you can do this and not come off ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. Just because of everything else ridiculous that they do. Like, you're right. The consistency with which they do things, and also how slowly they move, right? You know, I know Kevin Wheeler around there, like, knows how the Miami thing went. Like, it was just botched from the start. Just everything that's gone on with the FBI investigation, where the FBI had Will Wade on wiretap talking about a big bleeping deal that he wanted to give a prospect. So all of that, just I have no sympathy for the NCAA, so I'm not trying to defend them, but I do think this is an easy case for them, right? Like, Kofi had it online that he was selling gear. He sold gear, and that was all there. So Illinois didn't have much to go on. Illinois, could they appeal this and drag this on? Maybe. But at the end of the day, you'd rather have them suspended right away than suspended midseason for Big Ten games and take the slap on the wrist for three games. I think if it came down, the NCAA won 8 or 10, Illinois probably would have fought this and probably publicly. I just think they didn't like it. Brad Underwood certainly didn't like it. And I'm sure their inconsistency, especially with the coaches he has to recruit against and sometimes loses against, that probably is in his crawl. We haven't been able to talk to him yet, though.
And so if I've got this correct, what really happened was he declared for the draft, and believing he was going to be in the draft, he thought, well, you know, I will sell some stuff because I'm going to be a professional. Then he found out through back channels that, he probably wasn't going to go very high in the draft, and said, I'm probably better off just going back to college. And by then it was too late. You know, you're deciding that you're going to do this after you've already broken a rule, which now, by the way, is illegal. So that's pretty much the crux of it, right?
Yeah, correct. Like, he was all in. He thought he was going to go into the draft, get drafted, and even if he didn't, he would just go to the G League or whatever and try and get a two-way deal. Of course, then NIL passed, and Coke was like, man, I could make as much money at Illinois, potentially, than I could as a professional player. And he got feedback from the NBA that he probably was not going to get drafted. If he did, maybe he could go late second on a flyer, but I don't think he was going to get drafted. He got that kind of feedback. And, of course, then he entered the transfer portal and considered Kentucky, Florida State, but ultimately came back to Illinois. So, yeah, I mean, he thought he was all in, and I think Illinois made that case, and now he's got to donate that money back to a charity of his choice and sit out three games. That's his punishment from the NCAA. So, I mean, I don't see – the kid didn't do anything egregiously wrong. It was just a little premature on his end. If, you know, he had that door open at even 0.1% of coming back, at least it won't really impact his season. It won't impact Illinois' season all that much, probably. So at the end of the day, it is kind of a stupid thing. Nobody thinks the kid did anything wrong, but he did break a rule that was part of the NCAA at the time. So he'll have to pay this little slap on the wrist, and it does put Illinois in a little bit more danger early on in the season. But they'll move on. They aren't fighting this anymore moving forward.
It's like a guy who's on a minor drug possession, and he's in jail in a state where marijuana is now legal, like still being in jail over it. That's kind of what this feels like. I mean, obviously, it's not nearly as severe, but it still does have that same sort of sentiment.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing is, like, what did the kid do anything wrong? No, like, nobody looks at Kofi Coburn any differently for what he did. He just, there's some rules, Chris, we don't want to follow, but we know they're rules, right?
Yeah,
and,
I know.
We might think they're dumb, but now he's got to pay a little bit of penalty for it.
Jeremy Werner of the Illini Inquirer, he is the publisher there, and the thing that we're talking about for this audience, I'm not sure how many people listening are really in tune to what's been going on with college athletics, but the NIL rules basically mean name, image, likeness, and athletes who are still amateurs are able to make money now. They didn't used to be able to, but now they can make money off their name, their image, their likeness, and so at least they can get some income that way, despite the fact they're not being paid directly by the universities. Can you see this? I mean, to me, this is a good door that's been opened. I believe that college athletes should be paid, especially in programs that make literal billions for the NCAA. I think they should be. But can something like this lead us to that eventually?
What do you mean by that? Something like this can lead
us? Does this open the door to maybe we get to the point where players are actually getting paid salaries?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get that way just because that's going to – this is above and beyond me. But I know there's the universities and athletic departments, and Josh Whitman, who's a lawyer, they really don't want the legal responsibility, and I think they fight against the legality of being an employee. And they really fight against that, and they still want to keep this amateurism, whether it's a charade or not. I don't see that right now, Chris. Maybe eventually it could be, but I think they're kind of doing this delicate balance where I do want to say this. I think for a lot of student-athletes, and I mean 90-plus percent of them, I think the scholarship, everything that goes with it, is great value for what they are giving to the universities. I think some of them probably get more value than the university probably gets out of them, right? Like, I think it's still a good deal for a lot of student-athletes. But there are a lot of student-athletes who aren't making enough, who aren't getting a good enough deal for all of this. And I think what this does, this name, image, and likeness, we still have to see how this all plays out, but it kind of brings some capitalism into what has been really a socialistic market, right? So now Kofi Coburn can go make six figures while the rest of his teammates aren't making that. Now, maybe Andre Curbelo can eventually get that. Trent Frazier has done a good job. Seems like he's making tens of thousands of dollars off this. Not like life-changing for Trent Frazier, but it can help him make some money, have some extra money in his pocket. I asked how it changed his life when this happened. And he said, well, it hasn't done that, but it just gives me some extra money in my pocket. He can, you know, go spend money and go out to a nice dinner, whatever it is. But more importantly, like, he can fly off his family from Florida, who doesn't get to see him all that often, and they get to come to games, things like that. So I think that can be pretty good for some of these student athletes. But a guy like Kofi Coburn, it could make college basketball a pretty good career if he wants to make it that. And we don't talk about this very much, but Kofi's kind of this borderline NBA prospect, right? Where if he goes to the G League, could he make $150,000 next year? But can he make more in college, right? Can he stay in college and make more for an extra year and then eventually go pro? That's what I find really interesting about this. But of course, you know, I think of, like, the college stars of our day as, like, Reggie Bush when I was in college. Like, how much money could that guy make? You know, Caleb Williams at Oklahoma, if he's good as he is, continues to be that, he can make millions of dollars, I think. So I think it's a 1% or 2% or thing that really can change things for them. But I think that's because for most college student athletes, it's a pretty good deal. But for those who can make a bunch of significant money, now the door is open for that. I'm just interested to see, Chris, a year from now, what kind of figures, you know, open doors, all this company, like, how much these students actually make. And then how do advertisers, like, people who went for Spencer Rattler early on in this thing, not a great investment for them, right?
Yeah.
But so I'm interested to see, like, the response and how this all looks in, like, 3 or 4 years.
I assume your basketball team's still going to be pretty good this year, Jeremy, and hopefully you have a successful year at the Illini Inquirer. Thank you for your time tonight, and we certainly appreciate it.
Anytime, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you. That's Jeremy Werner, Illini Inquirer. He is the publisher there. And follow him on Twitter at jwerner247. If you're an Illini fan, a very good website to follow. And Jeremy is a great follow as well. A disappointing finish to their year last year. I know we got a lot of Illini fans here in the St. Louis area losing to Loyola in the second round for a team that actually had legitimate national championship hopes. They were a legitimate contender, or at least we thought they were going to be, but they bowed out in the second round. Amy Marks-Kors is going to join us next on KMOX, and boy, I got to tell you, this lady, she really did something tonight that she told me about. Let me just say this, Amy is a special lady. She's coming up next on KMOX. Chris Ranji on KMOX, St. Louis, until 10 o'clock tonight. Hi, glad you've been hanging out with me, and hopefully you have been. We are joined now by one of my, how do I say this? She's one of my favorite people, I think, in St. Louis, in the Webster area. Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorite people, Amy Marks-Kors, on the Charlie Brennan Show. You can hear her 8:30 to 11 a.m. every day. And she's joining us now on KMOX. Amy, what's up?
Hey, Ranj. It's good to talk to you tonight.
It's good to talk to you. But let me address something first before we get into some of the things I wanted to discuss with you.
Yes.
I get this text message from, Amy Marks-Kors. And it says, just got back from Webster Groves High School versus MICDS District Semifinals soccer game. Just discovered I was wearing my pants backwards.
I was wearing my pants backwards the whole time. First of all, shout out to the Statesmen. Webster Groves won 1-0. They're moving on.
Hey, congratulations.
I know. Congratulations to the Statesmen. I had on black pants, and it was cold. You know, you're outside at the stadium. So I had black pants on, and I guess I failed to notice that I was wearing them backwards. You know, I was covered in coats, and we had a blanket. So I'm sure most people probably didn't notice. They were a little roomy in front, and now I know why.
Okay. Isn't there a tag or something in these pants?
Yeah, there is. There is, Ranj. Yeah.
You didn't notice the tag.
In my haste to get to the soccer game, I failed to notice, the tag or the ill-fitting pants.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
Why were you in a rush to get to a high school soccer game? Like, couldn't you just sort of get there when you got there?
Well, I was already a bit late.
What is a bit late?
I thought I was 45 minutes late.
And you were how late?
10 minutes because the game started late. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So a 90-minute soccer game, right? They do play 90 minutes in high school?
I think it's 80. I think it's 2 40-minute halves.
Okay. Yeah. So you had plenty of time.
I did. I did. But, you know, if you're going to miss 45 minutes of a game, that's a significant chunk of the game. So I was trying to hurry. But anyway, it was a good game.
If it makes you feel better, when I was in college, I have a master's degree. Go ahead and applaud me. I have a master's degree. Thank you. Thanks, guys. And part of my assistantship at Illinois State University, the Illinois State University, is I got to teach a public speaking class. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a freshman level, entry level class that everybody has to take. Like, it's one of those non-electives. And I taught the class. And I had office hours immediately after. So I did the whole class, the hour or whatever it is. I go downstairs to where the office is. And when you're a grad assistant, you have to share an office with a bunch of people. You don't get your own. And so I'm in there with like two other grad GAs, and we are talking, and I'm talking, and I got my khakis on and my polo because that's your uniform when you teach. And I put my leg up on a chair. And as soon as I put my leg up on a chair, I noticed out of the corner of my eye that my fly just opened wide up. Oh. And then I realized, I just taught a full class with my zipper down. And none of the students said anything about that. I felt pretty embarrassed. Also, I was 23. Hmm. I wasn't like well into adulthood like you are,
yeah,
wearing backwards pants.
Yeah. So I feel like it'd be more embarrassing for you because when you're 23, you care a little bit more and you're pretty much with your peers.
You just quit caring. That's just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's different. All right. You don't care anymore. Okay.
Yeah, it's not as big of a deal. I mean, I did. I went to work. I was in Studio B where you are right now and I had my shirt on inside out and the very kind Debbie Monterey let me know. We were a couple segments into the show. So I have a pattern of doing this. Mm-hmm. I think what I need to do is just take greater care with dressing.
Well, and it's not even like a ton of care. It's literally an extra 3 seconds.
Yeah, some would say it's minimal care, honestly.
Right. It's the least amount of care. Like not putting on a pair of pants backwards.
Right.
I guess if
I had a zipper, you wouldn't have to try as hard. You would know.
Right. Then that was gonna be my next thought is that you didn't have a zipper, otherwise this wouldn't have been a problem. Well, Amy, somehow you made it there and back. I don't know how you do it, but you did it. And the reason I wanted to have you on, a couple of different reasons, but the governor race in Virginia looks like Youngkin is going to win here in the race against McAuliffe. And the Fox News headline is Republican in governor's race to address supporters is trailing. McAuliffe refuses to concede, despite the fact it has not been called officially yet. So he will concede, I'm assuming here in due time. With this race, with it going Republican, we know that the Virginia elections have been to a lot of elections have predicted what will happen in midterms. Are we going to see the same thing happen here?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised because, as you mentioned, the Virginia gubernatorial race, it tends to be like a harbinger of what's to come at midterms. And I think what we're seeing here is a couple of phenomenons. I think when Biden won, his greatest selling point, I mean, the point that people were riding the hardest was that he's not Trump. A lot of people were tired of Trump. A lot of people who vote Republican are tired. We're tired of Trump. So it was an indictment of Trump when Biden won. And what you saw were Biden voters who then voted Republican down ballot. Now, there were attempts to try to tie Glenn Youngkin into the Trump category. I mean, you had the Lincoln Project, right? Planting tiki torch carrying white nationalists outside of Youngkin's bus to try to tie him into that group of white nationalists and right-wingers and Trumpers, and that didn't work. So I think this idea that the Democrats were running away across the board with the voters just isn't true. And Terry McAuliffe, I think he made a critical mistake when he PO'd the moms. He made moms mad when it came to schools. Now this is a lot of red moms, but also blue moms as well. I don't think there were many groups that came out of COVID looking worse than the teachers' unions. I mean, there was a big rift created between teachers and the parents. The schools were closed down. Parents started organizing in Virginia organically to try to get school back in person. So you had the mask issue. You had the in-person issue. Then you have some of the explicit materials or CRT, all of these issues that really started to rise between parents and the school districts. And Terry McAuliffe comes out and says, yeah, parents don't really have a say in their children's education. I mean, you had Randy Weingarten at Terry McAuliffe rallies. And I think between those two phenomena, the fact that you had parents who were a little bit fed up with the Democrat lines or policy when it came to education, as well as the fact that Terry McAuliffe's greatest, I guess you could say, barb that he could toss at Glenn Youngkin was try to tie him into Trump, and it didn't work. Well, I think, I think you're going to see more Republican victories.
Amy, before we let you go tonight, and I did want you to weigh in on that, and I was going to ask you some other more serious stuff, but I'm not going to now. Because I've discovered something that I wonder if this could be for you.
Okay.
There is a dating show. Or first of all, are you willing to move to England?
Yes. I know. I keep the doors and options open.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be cool over there. I haven't been, but I'd like
it. I have been. It's very green, very beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it would be. I've seen photos. There is a dating show that I found out about in England, and it's called The Love Trap. And what they do is they have people who are seriously, it's like The Bachelor or Bachelorette. They have women who are seriously trying to date this fella, but there are also some women on the show who are not really trying to date him. They just want to win so that they can, and because they're already in relationships, and so they can win a cash prize and then take that money and go do whatever. The guy has to determine who is really in it for a serious relationship and or who is also, or who is like not really available, but just pretending to be. And they have three women at the end of the show, and they're standing on these circles in this room, and it looks just like The Bachelor, and they got the host, and they're talking, the host is talking to the Bachelor guy, and then the host says, okay, which of these women do you think is already in a relationship? And then he picks the woman that he thinks it is, and she falls through a trapdoor.
What?
Yeah, like she drops it, like, and nobody knew it was happening. There's this video of it.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Like, the look on everybody's face was, what the hell? Like, she's standing on this circle, and they just think they're in this room. You know, like, they're not going to get the rose or whatever. And instead, she falls through a hole in the floor. Doesn't this sound amazing, and don't you want to be on it?
I don't want to fall through the hole in the floor, though, because that means you've lost.
Yeah. So
but,
I need... No, that's what I want. I want you to fall through the trapdoor.
I feel like you... I could see that. That's an interesting twist. So wait a minute. So do some women actually get the money?
I don't know. I think it's new. It just started.
Okay, this sounds very... It sounds a bit more complicated because it sounds like a woman can get a guy.
Yeah.
And another woman can get the money. Or is it an either-or situation?
I think he's just got to pick wisely. Because whoever he picks gets the money.
Would you be on this show as the guy?
Oh, 100%. If I could drop somebody through a trapdoor just by saying their name, yes.
Yeah, but then you have to pick someone afterwards. What if you don't like what's on the menu?
Have you seen The Bachelor? They don't always stick with their people. They move on a lot.
That's true.
I don't have to commit. Come on. I just get the money. It's called The Love Trap. So you should look into it, and then maybe we can make you a guest.
Okay.
Amy, I appreciate you being on. Quit talking to me. I got to go to break.
Oh, have fun.
Bye. That's Amy Marks-Kors. Hear her on the Charlie Brennan Show tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. here on KMOX. Told you it was time to stop the insanity tonight. Another thing that we need to do to be less crazy, generally speaking, is to stop messing with animals. I don't mean like dogs and, you know, the cat in your house, even though I don't know why you had a cat. Cats are awful. Matt, you like cats? You hate cats. Okay. So we're on the same page on this. There are probably a lot of cat lovers out there, and good for you. You know, be nice to your cat. But they're just, you know what? You might as well have a fish. Get a goldfish. Like, what is the difference between a cat and a goldfish beside the scales and the fur and the gills and the lack of oxygen? Like, okay, those are differences. But you come home, the cat's nowhere to be found. I mean, you can see it maybe, but it doesn't hang out with you. And then you just have to feed it. And then when it dies, you flush it down the toilet. Same thing. Same exact. Joking. I'm joking. I don't mean that about cats. I'm not a big fan. Dogs are awesome, though. You know, you buy a dog. The dog loves you unconditionally. You leave. You come home. And it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to it. And you do that every day. The greatest thing that ever happens to a dog is when you come home. Every day. So I get it. I'm not talking about cats and dogs and pets you have in your house. I'm talking about wild animals like lions in Tanzania. There's a video that was posted in The Sun, which is a UK publication, of people on a safari in Tanzania, and there are two lions right up next to the vehicle. And they got the window wide open, and the lions aren't really paying a whole lot of attention. Well, some dumb idiot lady in the car decides to reach her hand out the window and pet the lion. And the lion turns around and kind of like, what are you doing, woman? What's the matter with you? And growls at her, and then they have to shut the window really quick. Nobody died. Nobody was hurt. There was also the video, I'm not sure if you saw this, it happened a week or two ago, and a woman in the Chicago suburbs was actually charged, and now that I'm thinking about it, I don't recall what the actual charge was, but she was at Yellowstone Park, and they tell you, don't go near the grizzly bears. Well, this fool decides to get as close as possible to one to take a selfie, and then the bear charges at her, and she runs away, and the bear stops, like he was just charging her to get her away, but he could have killed her. We got to stop messing with animals, man. We got to quit. These things will kill you. They will literally rip your face off. That's what those big teeth are for. That's why big animals like bears and tigers and lions have huge teeth so that they can eat your face and your head and crush your bones. Like, you got to be careful with the wild animals. So if I leave you with anything tonight, stop being crazy. Unless you are like you do have a legitimate issue, then please seek help, and I wish you the best. But don't mess with animals. And stop believing that JFK Jr. is coming back, because he's not. He has passed on. Not a good pilot. And just be safe out there. And you can also start with your Christmas decorations now if you want to. If you celebrate Christmas, start putting those lights up. Start listening to your Christmas tunes. I'm okay with that. I want to thank our guest tonight, Chris Hayes of Fox 2. Don't forget to watch that piece after the World Series. Looks like the Braves are about to win over the Astros. They're up 7-0. Jeremy Werner and Amy Marks Kors. Also want to thank Matt Pajeski for producing the show tonight. I'm Chris Ranji. Talk to you soon on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.